Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 48. Graham Flanagan of Business Insider. Ben Stark of Wonder Mill Films.
Graham, how are you today? Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Pretty good. So there's a new trailer for Jon Favreau's The Jungle Book, and I think there's a lot to talk about here, and you had some specific thoughts, so I'll just kind of let you lead us off.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm very excited about this project and seeing this come together, because I think they've been doing a great job of building the hype and the excitement. Especially with Jon Favreau himself being very active on social media. He's been posting, shots from the voice recordings and from the green screen sound stages where they've been, putting this together. So I was very excited just to see what they've been working on, just to get a little taste of it. And I'll say that I really love the trailer, the way it was put together and presented. I'm definitely intrigued. I love the use of the dialogue from Scarlett Johansson as Ka, that plays over all of these various scenes of all these characters that we know from the Jungle Book, who here are presented a little differently than they were in the original Disney version. But definitely looks like they're taking a little bit of a darker tone here. But the Jungle Book is dark. But my main issue was when they finally revealed Ka, I was not personally, based on all these wonderful special effects that we've seen over the last few years, I was not personally blown away by the rendering of Ka itself or herself, assuming it's a female snake since Scarlett Johansson is the voice. And it's going to be interesting because, it looks like they're just going for this super realistic approach where all of the animals look, photorealistic and like they would in real life in nature. And it's going to be interesting to see how they sort of integrate the sort of cartoonish concepts that we're all familiar with, because they're obviously basing this on the original Jungle Book movie from Disney. Of course, it's based on a famous, serious novel by Rudyard Kipling, but it's going to be interesting to see how they sort of mesh together the things we're so familiar with from the cartoon, which, like I said, is at times dark, with a new approach to the story, which appears to be on the more serious side. That being said, I really liked the cinematography and the apparently very few even of the environments in this movie are real. It's a lot of CGI and the environments look fantastic. So it's early. I'm sure that this is an early rendering in terms of all the way that all the characters look, and they're going to get better as we get closer to the release date. And, I have a feeling that this is going to be a really special movie. I feel like it's sort of the most ambitious, easily the most ambitious live-action Disney remake or reboot of one of the classic Disney films so far. So I'm a little skeptical, but I have confidence in everybody involved.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's there's a certain tone and everything that's set for the whole trailer, and you hear her voiceover. But then, there is that kind of weird separation between her voice and what you're seeing saying the words whenever it gets to the shot of the snake. So I'm not sure if that's on the CGI or if that's on just the way the trailer was presented, because we know what Scarlett Johansson looks like, and she doesn't look like a snake. So then whenever we see, the thing that's making the sound of her voice and it's a snake, it just seems a little bit weird. And I agree that the going with the photoreal animals that are talking, I understand that if you're going to spend this much money, you kind of have to have talking animals. But part of me wonders, I guess they already did the live-action version of The Jungle Book with Stephen Sommers in the 90s with real animals. And I think some of those were maybe, augmented with CGI a little bit, but it was in the early days.
Yeah, that's how he got the mummy, right?
Yeah, probably. I actually really like that Jungle Book movie. And I feel like it would have been kind of awesome to have this kind of this photoreal CGI Jungle Book with animals that acted almost real, almost like Life of Pi, you know, which is, that's something that, that's a comparison that I feel like has cropped up a little bit
sure.
With this young boy interacting with all these, you know, photoreal CGI creatures. But yeah, once you start to see them talk, maybe it's the shape of the design of the animals, you know, the shape of the eyes, shape of the faces that just doesn't mesh with human voices. But I agree, there's a disconnect. And it's something, it makes me think of The Good Dinosaur. The one criticism I've seen about the trailer for The Good Dinosaur, have you seen that trailer?
Sure.
Yeah, so the criticism I saw was that the backgrounds and the environments all look almost photoreal, but then the dinosaurs themselves and the little boy look like cartoon characters. And I wonder how much of that was intentionally designed so that you can put personality onto those characters rather than just see them as animals in their environment.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's... That might have a lot to do with it.
Good point.
Keeping on the Pixar point, and I'm about to spoil the movie Brave, so if anybody wants to not have that spoiled for them, they should tune out for 40 seconds, a minute, or something like that, 2 minutes. There's a part in Brave, one of the big things is that the mother turns into a bear, and if she stays a bear for a certain amount of time, she'll stay a bear, and they communicate her transformation into full bear by having her eyes go from like a cartoon, like white with an iris in the middle, to a full-on like doll's eye, shark eye, you know, black animal eye that's like fully black. And I think I always thought that was such a fantastic way to communicate the loss of humanity, is to go from like expressive human-esque eyes to these kind of animal eyes. But in the Jungle Book, it seems like that's all you're getting. You're getting the true kind of just, Werner Herzog uncaring face of an animal looking at you, but then you're getting this human personality coming out of its mouth. And I feel like that might be a big challenge that they face in that movie.
Well, yeah, and I think that I'm not trying to be a Monday morning quarterback here, and because that's just not fair. And again, I think that the designs are going to be, better and improved and different. And we're going to go back and say, wow, look how much these have changed since the first trailer. Who knows what's going to happen? This movie is far from being locked in. But I think that especially with the way that they chose to make Ka sort of the center of this trailer, in the movie, Ka is sort of, in the original animated movie, Ka is sort of comic relief,
right?
And Shere Khan is the real villain. And in this, Shere Khan is sort of presented as sort of a Darth Maul-like, just sort of bad foot soldier. We see plenty of Shere Khan. But Ka, they really do a great job building that character up. And I almost feel like they could have benefited a great deal more by not revealing everything about Ka and having a big reveal and treating it more like they treated Smaug in the Hobbit movie marketing, for all of the movies,
right?
Building up to the reveal of Smaug, where you hear it, you talk about it, but you don't ever get really to see it, or at most you get to see just some scales in its eye or something, and you're left wanting more. And, say what you will about what you thought of the final design and presentation of Smaug, but I feel like that was a very effective sort of rollout for that character. And, I mean, but here, obviously, Favreau's like, let's show them all everything. I mean, we see every character except for the British vultures. We see every
yeah.
character, which I'm really waiting for. I can't wait.
Well,
if they get cut out, I'm going to be really, really disappointed.
I heard that, the original trio was based on the Beatles, or, the original set was based on the Beatles.
Yeah.
Is it true that One Direction did mocap, like, several days of mocap for the vultures.
I really hope not. I really hope not. I hope you're stirring the pot with speculation there, but we'll see.
I mean, the hype on this movie has been, or not the hype necessarily, but the buzz has been really strong. I remember after they did their preview at D23, there was so much stuff online about how awesome this movie looked. So I think there's probably a lot of stuff that we're not seeing. You know, there's probably...
Oh, yeah.
And I heard especially good things about the King Louis sequence, which looked pretty awesome in the trailer. And he's like 900 feet tall and just looks really big and scary.
And we don't hear Christopher Walken in the trailer. And I cannot wait to hear Ben Kingsley as Bagheera. You know, Bagheera is one of my favorite characters from the Disney film. And it's just what perfect casting that is to have Ben Kingsley in there. We don't get to hear him. So they're definitely still keeping some cards close to the vest. But, you know, I don't know. I feel kind of bad because I feel like I'm being sort of nitpicky. But, you know, again, I'm pumped. And I think this is a good way to transition into talking about how we feel about Disney's sort of track record so far with their reboot remakes of their animated classics.
Yeah, I mean, The Jungle Book is one of your favorite Disney animated features, right?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's up there for me, too. I don't know. So far, I haven't seen an awful lot of the ones. So you had the Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yep.
And Maleficent. I didn't see them, but I did see Cinderella this year. What am I missing? I feel like I'm missing a bunch.
And they've got Beauty and the Beast in production right now.
Right. And is Pan Disney, or is that a different studio? Is that Warner Brothers doing the Peter Pan?
That's not affiliated with Disney.
Okay. Which of these have you seen?
I've seen Alice in Wonderland, and I did not like it. And I did like Maleficent a lot. I thought it was just a beautiful movie. Definitely not a straight ahead adaptation of Sleeping Beauty. It was a new spin on it, but it captured the essence of that movie. That those two out of the way, I loved Cinderella. I just thought that.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I loved it. I did. I really did. Even though they didn't incorporate the music from the original, they sort of just followed the story structure and just created a new sort of score for it, I thought that they would, since it was Disney, they owned the rights to all the music and everything. But the movie to me was so strong. Cate Blanchett was incredible in that. It looked amazing, and I believe the budget was certainly smaller than that of Maleficent, and I just thought that they really delivered in terms of the resources that they were using. I'm sure it was an expensive film, but so far, I would say that they're 2 for 3, in terms of these adaptations of the animated movies for sure. And this is the next one, and right now I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I haven't really been interested in any of them. I did see Cinderella, and I thought it was good. I thought there were a few really great touches from Kenneth Branagh, but I mean, in general, Cinderella isn't my, I didn't grow up watching it. It's not one of my favorite Disney features. I don't think I even saw it until I was doing my retrospective, three-year-long retrospective that I eventually posted on Film Nerd.
Did your parents not, like, did they, like, say you couldn't watch it because he's like, he's not going to be a soft boy?
Yeah. You watch Pinocchio. Yeah, it was close. Actually, I do believe Great Mouse Detective was the first one that I saw in the theater, and it was in Germany. So read into that what you need to. Cinderella. Yeah, so I don't have a bunch of nostalgia for it really, but I did. I thought the movie was fine. I didn't see it as totally necessary. Again, I liked some of Kenneth Branagh's touches. I liked the casting, of course, was great. But I didn't feel like it really did much else with the premise. But then again, I look at something like Maleficent, which I think is such a unnecessarily, you know, and I haven't seen it, so I can't really judge it, but it seems like they're trying so hard to reimagine it. And Sleeping Beauty is, on the other hand, one of my favorite features. It's probably in my top five or three from Disney. So I might just be a little bit more protective of that story. Honestly, I haven't had a ton of interest in them until this Jungle Book adaptation. Maybe because before it seemed more like a Disney princess cash-in than it did, you know, really making something new and original. But yeah. I say that, but even with this Jungle Book, again, this doesn't seem too different from that Stephen Sommers movie. So maybe I just would have liked an IMAX 3D re-release of Stephen Sommers' Jungle Book.
Well, I'm curious, Ben. I would love to hear, and I would also like to share. But what are you know, three Disney animated movies that you would intrigue you if they were remade as live action features?
You know, I'm actually really excited about the Night on Bald Mountain project that I think just popped up or just got announced, a feature version of that sequence in Fantasia, which is one of the most just badass pieces in that movie, and which is maybe my number two Disney film. So I'm excited about that. The Pete's Dragon has been a movie that I've thought really kind of needed a remake. The original, I think, is good. I know that's not an animated, fully animated feature, but the original is good, but I feel like there's a better way to approach that. And I think that's happening. I'm not as optimistic that it'll turn out to match what's in my brain, of course, but and I'm sure there's another Pinocchio right around the corner, but honestly I don't really, you know, I think the Jonathan Taylor Thomas Martin Landau version of that kind of showed us everything we needed.
I think Robert Downey Jr. has been talking about doing Pinocchio and playing the role of Geppetto. I think I agree with you about Pinocchio, it would be amazing. And also, one for me, my personal favorite Disney animated feature is Sword in the Stone. I would love to see that. It's just a great story about growing up, and, you know, that sort of tied into this famous story of King Arthur. It's an origin story. But I love the Merlin character. I would love to see them cast that as well. I love Sword in the Stone.
Yeah, it's
I think
great.
That would be really fun. Any others that come to mind? What about Bambi?
Oh God, that would be terrible. I mean, one of the great things about Bambi is that it almost goes for not photoreal, but you know, a kind of. A more realistic approach to nature and kind of pastoral settings. The art of Bambi that movie exists to be an animated movie from the 1940s. Like, there's no reason to revisit that and making a bunch of CGI deer running around talking to each other. That sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Okay, so we're not getting a lot of hits on the Disney movies. What about Don Bluth films you'd like to see remade as live action?
You know, I'd like to see, you know, a Lars von Trier version of Secret of Nim, with Michael Gambon as Nicodemus, that old rat with the book. No, going back to Disney, I think Aladdin might actually be a pretty awesome, you could, you know, I think not only would it be, a really great, setup for an adventure movie, but it would also, you know, you could play, it would have wider appeal than just America, and you could get maybe a more, more Middle Eastern take with it than you get with a lot of these other ones. So I think that would be pretty awesome.
You've been fined.
I mean, look, what I'm saying is you could cast somebody that's actually from the region and not Jake Gyllenhaal like they did with Prince of Persia, which was basically...
From the region, huh?
Is Jake Gyllenhaal from the Middle East, which is where Aladdin takes
place?
I'm just repeating
things that you say, okay?
Look, what I'm saying is Prince of Persia yeah. was Aladdin adjacent, and it was a failed experiment that they could.
I love that. That's a great idea, man. And then also they've been talking about a Little Mermaid that was supposedly at one point supposed to be helmed by Sofia Coppola. That would also be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these come down to who's taking them on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that interested in a Pinocchio movie really right now, but, you know, like you just said, Robert Downey Jr.'s Geppetto, that sounds interesting, and if he gets a good director on board, which there's no reason he shouldn't, he is who he is, that could be great. I think Mulan I'm sure there's a few live-action takes on that story.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I'd like to see that, you know, and kind of with Hollywood money.
Absolutely. Yeah, because I think that would honestly, I need to give Mulan another chance, but I did not, and, you know, it rubbed me the wrong way on my initial viewing. That might be a chance to actually improve on the animated version.
It's really good. It has that same late 90s Disney movie thing that Tarzan does, where it's like, it's a really, really, really good movie, and then they have to put in, like, goofy sidekicks that don't really fit. Atlantis, you know, I don't think the ROI on Atlantis would be worth their time. I think, you know, if you're going through the classic canon, I'm shocked that they haven't gone with Snow White yet. So or have they?
Well, yeah, they did it with Kristen Stewart and Chris Hemsworth.
Right. Well, that was Paramount or Universal.
Yeah, maybe. No, I'm kidding. That was absolutely out of Disney canon for
Mirror,
sure.
Mirror came out, but I don't think that was Disney.
No. They were just taking advantage of the public domain status of the story, I think.
Right. Right.
So there's a lot there to work with, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the next couple should be very interesting in terms of a Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast. So I think Cinderella was a success. I think Maleficent was a success. Still not crazy about Alice in Wonderland, even though there's a lot going for that movie in visually and in terms of production value. But, yeah.
It's getting a sequel, so you'll get more.
Yeah, well, it made $1 billion, so that's not surprising.
Right. Yeah, and again, for me, it all comes down to who's making the movies.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if they're going to, do this, they don't make it the cash grab that these potentially could feel like, and they give a filmmaker free rein to do something really interesting, because, you know, kids are going to show up to these, adults are going to show up to these, so you're going to make money, so why not make something special?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree with you.
For more from the Film Nerds, go to filmnerds.com. and aspectradioshow.com.